We have a Sunday, Loyalty Sunday, in which we hear from members of our church family on what their faith and their church mean to them. And so today is a special day. It's a gift to us on our 20th anniversary that we don't have to preach, and we can just listen to good preaching today. And that's what you're about to hear from Robin Daniel, who sings in our choir, and will be also leading our new end of life series. For reasons that you'll hear about shortly. You'll be hearing from Candy Heinrichsen, who's been an elder and clerk of session of our congregation. And you'll hear from Andrew Mott, who is a dad, a young dad, and also our high school youth coordinator. So we're grateful to you for sharing your lives with us today. And as we begin, we will hear the scriptures, some appropriate words from Paul's first letter to Timothy, who offers us especially good advice in the very last verse. Hear the word of God. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous, and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. That's the goal, isn't it? To take hold of the life that really is life. And so we're grateful to Robin and Candy and Andrew for sharing a bit from their own lives this morning.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everyone. It's an honor to stand before you this Loyalty Sunday. I got some help from God in preparing my remarks. Reggie, our 9-pound Yorkie, who is a hospice orphan that we adopted a couple years ago, and who definitely has God in his eyes, we were out on our daily constitutional. It's not so much a brisk walk as a sniff and saunter excursion generally. So Reggie was sniffing around. We were looking at the beautiful leaves and the sun shining through the glorious colors. And Reggie stopped to check out a tree and, you know, do what he has to do to everything that's standing up straight. And I looked down, and among the leaves that were all dried up and ready to go into the ground, there were 3 purple crocus poking through, and I thought, these belong in springtime. What are they doing here? And then some church bells started tolling, and the sun came from behind the clouds, and I thought, okay, God is everywhere. And I really do see God in nature, and I try to remember to thank him every time I see something like that happen or a rainbow that comes up. God is definitely there. But my Presbyterian roots go very deep. My parents, Harold and Ramona, met while singing with a very fine choir at Central Presbyterian Church in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. This is a very old church. It dates back to 1848. This church was one of the few that General Sherman did not burn down on his famous March to the Sea in what Southerners still call the War of Northern Aggression. It's not clear if this was an act of mercy on his part or if the church was just too close to the home that he had taken over as his headquarters, but nonetheless, it stood. The church has had a significant presence in Atlanta for years and years, obviously, and in many ways, and I was particularly struck as a child by the mission work that came out of that big church right downtown. I remember the baby clinic that we had that ran every couple days a week. There was also a homeless shelter. One of my earliest memories was going to Thornwell Orphanage in North Carolina with my grandmother and her circle ladies. And we also went to nursing homes where we brought children's voices in song to the elderly of our congregation and others. We moved around a bit. So in Ohio, I belonged to a Presbyterian church, and as a teenager was involved in mission trips much like this church does, and that was many years ago. I remember going to Maine to help repair a very much in disrepair church camp, putting new screens on and just fixing up the camp in general so it could be used that summer. At that church in Ohio, by the way, we also started a coffee house complete with telephone wire spool tables and candles and Chianti wine bottles. Sound familiar? Perhaps all these missions to which I was exposed and in which I participated are what led me to get a master's degree in social work. I am the token bleeding heart in a very large family of engineers of every ilk. I've always been drawn to work in medical settings from the outset and spent times in nursing homes, in rehab settings, and hospitals. I was also particularly drawn to help those suffering from terminal illness, and I've been involved in various capacities with hospice programs for almost 15 years. Attending to the needs of the sick and dying is a true blessing in my life. Whether they overtly want to discuss spiritual issues or not, God is always present. He gives me a strength and calmness which I share with my patients and their loved ones. Sometimes they want to pray, but often they just want to be heard or have someone sit with them, hold their hand, and let them know that everything is going to be all right. I'm constantly moved by how the strong spiritual connections and beliefs of many of the dying shine through as they near the end of their lives. I guess the Bible verses that we studied in Sunday school a couple of weeks ago come forward to me, the two commandments: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. My faith has also always had a musical side, perhaps because I sat in the choir loft before I was even born for months. Sunday mornings in our house always feature the Mormon Tabernacle Choir broadcasts playing on my parents' radio as we put on our Sunday clothes and our newly polished shoes. From gospel songs to the Messiah, from church services to coffee houses, the Spirit moves through me in song, and I appreciate all the members of Wildwood who are part of the music ministry, and a special hello to Kay, who's listening remotely today. Wildwood has provided a church home for me and for my son, Jacob. We joined with the first class in this new building, but as Greg told me, we acted like members for some time before that on Sears Boulevard. We've always felt welcome and cared for by this wonderful congregation. It's a place to which we come for affirmation and confirmation of our faith and our connection with God and with each other. As the banner says, reach up, reach in, and reach out. We both appreciate the opportunity to be part of God's people here and to serve with the talents with which God has provided us. We attended many churches in many cities and states over the years and have definitely found a home here. Our fabulous quartet of pastors and all of you, the ministers of Wildwood, are a wonderful extended family. Thank you.